Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Go fix all your products. When I put this stuff in the course, I put the product module in there first and I didn't put anything else in there for a reason. Because it is so massive of an impact on your site when they're done or when they're not done. And so just go get them done. And I know it's going to take a while. But guess what? No one else wants to do the work either. And so if you do the work, you're going to be one of very, 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 very few people who do the work. If not the only one in your industry who does the goddamn work. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Today, we're going to try something new. It's just me, and you may have seen store breakdowns from John. John has looked at stores and broke them down. Today, I'm going to break them down specifically with an SEO lens. Now, I've never done this before. I don't have a process in place, so we're all going to figure this out together. But I promise you, you're going to learn something today about SEO for e-commerce. Now, we had a student of ours reach out and volunteer for this. And I want to say right up front, that takes some courage. Because if there's one thing I'm good at, it's like pointing out what's wrong. And some people can take that the wrong way. So I encourage you, Kareem, as you're listening to this, thank you for volunteering your site. And I encourage you to take this the right way. There is, in fact, quite a bit wrong with your site that I looked at. But you're not the only one. There is going to be hundreds of people who listen to this, who watch this on YouTube or watch this in their Spotify player, who learn something about e-commerce SEO today. Now, SEO can be this big black box where it feels like there's experts everywhere telling you different things to do. And today is going to be no different, except I have a fucking track record of ranking these sites. And I'm still ranking these sites today. So I know what's working right now. I know what was working and I know what's changed. And we're going to visit some of that today too. So put on your SEO hat, strap yourself in. If you're driving, if you're listening to this as a podcast, I encourage you to watch it on video so that you take some of this stuff in. And a lot of this stuff is in the Dropship Breakthrough course. A lot more of it is coming to the Dropship Breakthrough course. So when you're a student of ours, you kind of don't have an excuse to not have this done. So there's my first, me checking in with you, Kareem, for volunteering. A lot of the stuff I'm going to point out today is in the course and it's not done. So if you hear me or watch me talking about something today that isn't done in your business and you are in our course, this is your wake-up call. This is your sign to say, oh, I need to go do that. None of this is hard. It takes work. Everything takes work in business and in life. But it is genuinely, honestly, it's pretty simple. And it couldn't be simpler when we're walking through some of it in the course. Literally step by step, click here, copy this code, put this code here kind of thing. And so I want to preface this up front with, you're going to learn something today. Come in your humble, both, the person who volunteered their site, thank you very much, Kareem, and the people listening to this who also might feel triggered, if you will, when I say, hey, this needs to be done. I've been doing this a long time, so a lot of this stuff is obvious to me, and it may not be obvious to you. So I don't know how long this is going to go, but I'm going to give it my best shot to point out quite a few things on the site that was given to us. And again, if you are listening on a podcast, I'd encourage you to, if you're on Spotify, just open your phone now while driving and watch the video, or you can go watch this on YouTube as well. We post all of our podcasts on YouTube, and we'd love to have you there.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
So I am going to move my windows around here. I apologize. I'm working on a giant screen. And sometimes sharing things can be difficult. So give me a second as I work to make all of the windows do what I need them to do here. And there are quite a few open. We will be changing screens quite a bit here, but we will do our best here. So, all right, so change the screen. I want to share a window. And I believe I want this. So here is the site we are going to look at today. So thank you again, Kareem. This is ahomeselection.com. And Kareem, once again, bravely volunteered. So thank you, Kareem, for this. If you were at our live event, y'all met Kareem. Kareem is a great guy. He gives enormous hugs. Thank you for the big hugs, Kareem. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you volunteering today. So let's dive in here. Again, I'm looking through an SEO lens. Now, first things first, you can see right away I've got some tools up here I'm going to be using today. Some of these are relatively free. They're very, very, very cheap. Some of these are going to be paid. I don't think you need paid tools for this, although they do help you diagnose sites later on down the road if you know what you're looking at. And again, I think I'm very much a novice at this tab up here, which is Ahrefs, but I can point you out a few things. So the first thing, I kind of just want to get a feel for the site when I land on a site, right? I can see it's got a domain authority of 15. This is using a tool from Moz, free. And they are estimating how much authority do you have in the eyes of Google. That's probably the simplest way I could put it. And this is not the end-all be-all. There are plenty of sites out there who have a very high number and zero traffic whatsoever. And so it doesn't really tell a full story, in my opinion, but it can, again, it can kind of give you some things to think about as we move forward. So that's the first place I'm looking. I will likely pull this into a tool. Just again, I want to see what does Ahrefs think of this. Now, this is a paid tool. I want to say you can get $100 a month, I think, is their cheapest plan. But you can look through here and kind of get an idea of what Google thinks. Now, you can do the same thing in your Search Console. Are you seeing, you're going to see this line, right? Does this line look like this? This is the first thing I saw when I came in here, was that you started getting traffic and then you kind of lost all the traffic. And where does this coincide with? Updates, right? So there was some updates here in March 2024. I think if you are a big Twitter guy or X guy like I am, you would certainly see many of an opinions on what that update was. If you follow the mouthpieces of Google, you would certainly hear what they told you you should hear about what the update was and what they were trying to do. And then I think there are quite a few SEOs out there who are in the trenches doing the work and seeing what's changing and why it's changing and what's good and what's bad. And, you know, what is Google like? What is Google not like? Not just listening to people who tell you, well, Google said it's this. This is the update. Now, I am all for giving Google what it wants, and we do that a lot in the course, and we'll walk through some of that today. But you got to be out here testing. And so I think you likely were hammered by something right here that we're going to touch on two different ways today. Number one is something that stands out immediately when I look at this, which is your backlinks, right? So you're a young site. You have 940 backlinks from 86 referring domains. And I bet everyone listening to this, if you had this tool, you would see the same thing. You have so many backlinks to yourself that you probably didn't even know you had. So again, if we just hit backlinks here, and I've already done the stuff here, so I'll work through it all so you can watch me in case you do have Ahrefs. Well, I'm just hitting backlinks. That's it. Okay, you got 90 groups of links. One link per domain is what I change it to. I just want to see do follow for the moment. Okay, 76 of these are a do follow link, which means, again, you're instructing Google to follow the juice, if you will. The juice from that page is coming to you. Now, in theory, the more links, the better. Again, is how a lot of people, I think, look at this. And we can even sort by DR, domain rating. And we can kind of look at what's going on. This has a 70 domain rating. You would think this is a great link, but there is no traffic here. That's a big, big red flag for me. And I think that is the case for most people probably watching this video. Can you come in here? Can you sort by your do follow links and then change your, again, if you don't have this tool, I understand you don't have to pay for tools like this, but this is super helpful when you're down the road and trying to diagnose why Google doesn't like you, which pretty clearly in that first graph we saw shows us Google doesn't like it. I'll show you the screen again real quick. This is a huge red flag. Google doesn't like you. You're doing something wrong, right? So we have to diagnose today, why doesn't Google like you? And I think I have some hints for you, Kareem. One, all right, so do follow, show results. We have 76 links, do follow links, and we have 67 of 76 that have 0 to 100 traffic. Essentially, all of these links are fucking garbage. Every single one of them, in my opinion. Now, you might say, you know, getting into a scan verify business listing isn't a bad thing. I might agree with you, but they literally have zero traffic. Like, there is no point to this link whatsoever. Like, it's not sending you any authority. It's not doing anything for you, in my opinion. Again, I am just some guy on the internet. Trust me or don't trust me. If this was my site, I would not be thrilled with all of these links. Some of these, you literally just can't like help yourself. This is an image link, right? So these are like scraper sites who are, I genuinely don't understand the purpose of these, if I'm honest with you, but they scrape you and they give you these exact match links to like your files. I generally don't know what the plan is with these scraper sites. Here's another one. Obviously, any of these image ones are likely these scraper sites. And so you are likely being hurt by this, right? And so like if we do, what did you have? Nine links above this. Let's change this to, you know, 100 to 1,000 maybe. Of the nine that are left, how many fall in here? Seven of the nine fall in this bucket, right? And so like let's sort by domain traffic. Devvest.info, how to get a good side profile. This is clearly not a link you want, right? So now we're down to like two links. Assuming the rest of these are garbage, which they all kind of look like garbage, buddy. Okay. And I'm not going to go deep. Maybe I missed one. Maybe I didn't. I'm just going to say, I don't think any of these are good links. Just by first glance. And so let's go 1000 and up and we should be down to two links, two of your 86 links. There we go. So we have two more links. This one says gone. We have to double check that. How much to spend on a diaper raffle prize? And again, it's this garbage link. So garbage link, and that's a garbage link for sure. So every single one of your links is bad. You don't have one single good link. That, in my opinion, is what happened right here. I don't necessarily have a ton of data to back it up, but I got plenty of data to back this up. I have some consulting clients who have done some disavowing, and it has worked. If I was in your shoes, I would do two things, Kareem. And again, I'm just some guy on the internet. Trust me or don't trust me, but I've got a track record to back this up. I would disavow every one of these links. And so you can go to Google and search how to upload a disavow file. SEMrush has a fantastic article on it. It does take some work. You have to, you know, pull all these out of there. Account like Ahrefs really helps to pull this out of here. Kareem, I'd be happy to download it for you and send it to you. Then you have to like, you have to change the file quite a bit to get the, you know, the just, you just want this root thing, my.talladega.edu. You don't need all of this crap. And again, maybe this one's good. I don't know, but the rest of them are bad, dude, bad. And so I would disavow them. That's one. And then two, I would go find good links. There's plenty of places to get good links, right? Number one, you should have all of your easy to get, you know, if you were starting a business anywhere in the world and you wanted people to know about you, where would you go get those links? Now, those aren't DoFollow, but those are links you should have. So if you don't have all of those, and I'm not going to go look and see if you have those. That's just the easy way to start your business. You should have a social profile on many different websites, right? Like those are the easy links, right? Now, where can you go get a DoFollow link? The easiest place is go talk to your vendors. All of your vendors likely... all of your brands likely say, hey, here's where you can buy our products, and they can link to you. You just have to get the flow of good links coming to you while also getting all of these the hell out of the way. So that's the two things I would do. Now, if you wanted to go further, you could do some outreach, you could do some link building, you could go do some link buying, you could have some agencies get some links for you. 99% of agencies are fucking terrible at link building. There are a couple that I would recommend. And we're working on some of those in our course to make sure that we're doing some good recommendations there. But there are a couple that I don't think are bad. They are going to cost you because good links cost money. Somebody has to go do the work for you, or you can train your team to go do those. So if that interests you, reach out to me. I'm happy to make some introductions for anyone listening to this. But more importantly, you got to get rid of all of these bad links. So I'm going to get rid of this again. You have 76 terrible links pointed at you and no good ones. Maybe I'll give you a pass on this. It does say link removed. Maybe without diving in here, I don't know. Just looking at the top numbers here. I don't know, man. this looks terrible to me. So all of these are bad. I would disavow all of these and I would go get the good links that you are able to get. Again, this is all in the course. If it's not, it's going to be. Most of everything I talk about today is in the course. If not, it's going to be in the course very soon. But easiest place to start when you are a high ticket dropshipping e-commerce store owner is you sell brands. Go to those brands and have them list you as a place to buy products online. Most brands have a page for that on their site. get a link to their branded collection, get a link to your homepage. You could also get quoted in many different places talking about your products, being an expert. Help Every Reporter Out Hero is a fantastic place to get started. It's a lot of work, but there's so many places that you can get high quality, hey, I'm a real business type links, and then work your way from there as you build good content. So in my opinion, that's what happened right here. And I also think you do one other thing wrong that we will get to when we get to your collection pages. So if I go look at your top pages, you can see the same sort of thing. You are getting almost no traffic. That's a bad sign. Again, I'm getting, you know, just getting bad vibes here, clearly doing something wrong. You had a lot of pages. Now you have little pages, but you have no traffic to go with it. Yeah. Let's see what your keywords did in that whole time. Yeah, they kind of went downhill too. So that's my guess. Kareem, if you feel differently, let me know. But I genuinely think that's your biggest problem here. All right, let's actually go look at your site now, right? So we know Google doesn't like us, probably for the links. I think we're doing something wrong on our collections, which I'll point to in a minute, but you're probably doing a bunch of other stuff wrong too. That's my opinion. And I usually just come in here and look through a checklist. Now, all of this stuff is in Dropship Breakthrough. If you're sitting here listening to this podcast, cause you are a high ticket dropshipper and you're not in Dropship Breakthrough, everything I'm going to talk about moving forward is in the course. And I literally show you exactly how to do everything. If I don't, Leighton Taylor from envision.io comes in and shows you how to do the coding side of this stuff. So, I would encourage you to, if you are in the course, to go do this stuff. And if you aren't in the course, to consider signing up. You will need the Grow package. All of this stuff is in the Grow. Hop on a call. dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. I'm sure one of our team members can help you through that process of understanding what you need. So the very first thing, and I'm on a different window over here. Apologies if I'm looking all over the place. I want to know, like, what does our homepage look like to Google? And so we can use tools for this again. Keywords Everywhere and SEO Minion are paired together now. So just hit SEO Minion, and I clicked Analyze On Page SEO. And wouldn't you know it, you have multiple H1s on your homepage. So when we think through what H tags mean to Google, honestly, the best reference I can come to in my head is like the Dewey Decimal System. But man, does that make me sound old. So for all you young kids out there that don't know what that is, there was a system in libraries, and perhaps still in libraries, I haven't been to a library in a very long time, where you would walk in and library, right? You're at the library, that's your H1, that's what this place is all about. And you go to the Dewey Decimal, is that what it's called? No, I'm getting mixed up on my words. Anyway, you go to this thing, and you have the science, you have comedy, you have biography, you have all the different sections, right? Consider those as like your H2s. Those are the sections. And then inside of each section is going to be different types of sci-fi and science. There's, you know, in science, there's going to be like chemistry and biology and things like that, right? And space. Those are going to be your H3s inside of there, if that makes sense. So there's like a hierarchy to these H tags, but you should only ever have one H1 on your homepage, ever. There should always be one H1. And so again, we teach you how to do this. We give away, if you purchase our course, we give you the Superstore theme. That is the one we recommend most. And we teach you how to make some code changes on this theme to make it better. There is not a single theme out there that comes out of the box in great shape. They're all close. They all try to come at this from a design perspective, but they need some SEO help. This is one big thing, is getting rid of this H1. Now, if we look at yours, you have 89 headings and you have all of these H2s. To me, that is not how I would have this set up. Now, do I think this is like holding you back? No. Most everything I show you right now is going to be like a jab. I don't think any of these are a haymaker from Google on your site. When they look at it, they don't look at it and go, let's just knock this guy out. They're just, you know, jab. Just like, this is a jab. You're clearly not telling Google what your homepage is about. That's a jab. There's a lot of H2s here. So it's going to be very confusing to Google what they're looking at when they look at your site. If we look around again, I don't want to talk anything about design. It's not something I specialize in. I think John looks at things very differently than I do from a design perspective. I can tell you if it looks good, but I can't really tell you if it does anything for you on an SEO front, if I'm honest with you. So, all right, I'm looking at this simply through an SEO lens, and I'm literally just looking for headlines and things like that. Like, what story are you telling Google? And is it a good story or not? That's literally all I'm looking at. And usually that comes down to my framework that we will dive deeply into in the collection pages and product pages and blogs is one keyword, one page. We cannot be going after multiple keywords on one page. And so again, if I hit SEO Minion here, which keyword are we going after? Because you got a lot. And so oftentimes a very common mistake I see in themes, really in themes. I mean, it's a theme problem first, because it's not easy to change this in the code without a developer's help. But it's also like a person problem. People tend to use headlines because they look good. And so you can make this Pro Tools for HVAC Pros. If this isn't a keyword that's helping this page out at all, it doesn't need to be a headline, but it can look like this without being a headline. So I think too often, and I'm not saying that's the case here with you, Kareem, too often people are using headline tags for aesthetics rather than for the story that they are telling a robot, which is what they're meant for. But again, you can make this as big as you want. You can make this as small as you want, and it can still be a headline or not be a headline. That don't use your headlines for aesthetics. Don't use an H1 because it's the biggest one you have and you wanted big bold letters there. Use an H1 because that is the title of the page. So as I'm looking through here, obviously you have too many headlines. I'm looking at that. You know, some of our rules I want to make sure are being followed. Anytime that we upload an image, I want to make sure the file name and the alt tag are describing the photo. They are the right keyword for which we would want to show up. So let's try to find an easy one here. I would assume this links to your condenser. What do we got here? BT or ASIC, 36,000 BTU, ASIC, Energy Star, condenser. What do we got? Condenser, heat pump, and air conditioner. I assume you pulled this from the product page, which this is tagged more for the product page, which is fine. I don't think this is bad. I would just want to know whether every single one looks like this on every page. I'll certainly be checking a few more as I go. You know, how did we do these customer spotlight? I think this is okay. Again, aesthetically, I don't know if customer spotlight is the right keyword you're going to want to go after here. And in a fact, you know, preview of down the road, I've seen this on many, many pages. I think that's a problem people run into is they use the same headlines and sections on a lot of pages. And then, you know, they wonder why Google's confused, right? Perhaps your customer's even confused of why you're spotlighting stuff. This is also really hard to read, by the way, buddy. I know I'm 40. I'm tipping the scales on the eyesight spectrum of you know, going downhill. I think we all go downhill as we go, but like this is way too small. I would challenge you that text in a lot of places on your website are way too small. This is too small. I also know that like you're using a lot of ChatGPT with this because you're using a lot of, and I'm going to point this out as I go along. Elevate, excellence. There are just some words that you can just tell come from ChatGPT or whatever your LLM of choice is. And I would encourage you, everyone listening to this, if you're using that stuff to help you generate ideas, that's great. Yell at it and be like, no one talks like that, right? Like, here's my avatar. Here's the way they talk. Here's a bunch of reviews from people who actually bought these products. Just go siphon them off the internet. Pour that into GPT or Claude or whatever you're using and be like, hey, these guys clearly talk a certain way. Can you make sure when we're crafting headlines and you're helping me generate ideas for this website that you speak in this language? Because, you know, too often I think people write words that sound good, but, you know, again, the majority of America reads at a fourth grade level, which is fucking wacky, by the way. Wacky. So there's apps like Hemingway that will help you write at a fourth grade level or a sixth grade level to help people understand you better. I would just encourage you to think through some of the words you're using here. All right, so I don't have too much beef here. I know Google doesn't like you based on what we saw before. I would try to figure out how do we get some of these headlines down. Oftentimes, it's just these cards. I'm pretty sure these cards are pulling in headline tags as well. Yeah, this is an H2 here on your product title. If this is also an H2, that's kind of confusing. You have an H2. Yeah, so you have an H2 inside of all of these that are housing H2s, if that makes sense. Again, we kind of want a hierarchy there if possible. I'm nitpicking, but this is exactly what I told you. These are all little jabs. Can we just fix all of these little nitpicking things on our site so Google likes us more? You know, going back here, something's wrong, right? Let's go fix all the little stuff that we possibly can and kind of work our way through there. All right, so some of the more technical stuff I'm looking at is does this website have a sitemap? It appears so. I'm going to click on the sitemap here. Let's take a look at it ourselves. Whatever this is loading is taking a really long time. Okay, so we have a sitemap, /tools/sitemap. This tells me you are using an app to do this. And I don't even know what I'm looking at here. This is wild. you should not have pages on your sitemap. So again, this is in the course. This is in the technical SEO section in the grow phase. Layton shows you how to make this page automatically compile. You do have to add your blogs and your pages that are, again, you kind of have them here. I would encourage you to get rid of whatever tool this is and go create what is in the course. One, it'll load faster. Two, this is just not ideal for Google, right? So are we going to go to tools/sitemap/page54 here? Page equals 54. Is this all canonical to the first page? Are you trying to index all of these pages? This is just not ideal, right? So very, very simple thing. One, you have a sitemap created for you. It's on your site. If you're on Shopify, it's yoursite.com, ahomeselection.com/sitemap.xml. And so that's the one you should put in Search Console. But you need this human readable one on your website. It's a very, very simple thing to do. Again, simple, not easy. But if you can just get the code right, which Layton Taylor has generously put in our course for us for the Superstore theme, very easy done. And Kareem, I know you're in our course, so go visit that section and get this done. Okay, what else do we got here? So another thing that I talk about a lot, so we one of the things that I passed by here, removing rogue and duplicate H tags, we kind of talked about some of that stuff. One of the things that I talk about a lot that I don't hear talked about too much is no indexing. So let's have a look at some of your pages that don't belong. So first off, I want everyone who's watching this to or listening to this to visualize how many pages do you have on your site? Now, Kareem has hundreds of products, right? Hundreds of products, dozens of collections, pages, all sorts of stuff. Imagine you have a giant table in front of you and you take one cup for every single one of those pages. And now you have a gallon of domain authority. And, you know, again, according to Moz, he's got 15. According to Ahrefs, he's got zero or very, very little here. Take that 15 domain authority in your gallon and pour that in your probably 1,000 cups that we have on this site. Some of those pages don't need that domain authority in those cups. And so then we can pour that back into the other cup. We can disperse it around. So there are pages on your site that you need. You have to have them, but they don't need to be indexed. Nobody is going to Google and searching a home selection online security, right? This is just not happening. This is here for the customer and the customer only, including your privacy policy. You need to have these two, privacy policy and terms of service, but they don't need to be indexed. And so I'm just going to go to your privacy policy here. I'm going to right click and click view page source. And then I'm going to click command F. I'm going to search robot. I don't see any robots. The word index is on here 47 times. So let's see if we can figure out if this is no index. Can we put in no index? And no code for that. So my guess is this is indexed. The last thing we can do is go up here and get rid of https://, and put in site:, search it, and there you go. So it is indexed by Google. So this doesn't need to be indexed. So again, not a huge deal, but over time, you're going to have a lot of these. You're going to have a lot of these pages that never need to be indexed, like your privacy policy, your terms of service, your online security, your contact us, probably your about us if you didn't do it well, which I'll click on some of these. About us, yeah, it's fine. Nothing special here. Nothing to write home about, nothing to get links. If you want to see a page that gets links, my ParamountPetHealth.com, the About Us page. You want to pull it up while we're on video here. Leanna Patch from PunchlineCopy.com is my business partner, and she created this. And we do, in fact, get links. Like the best About Us pages on the internet, and they send links here, and that's a great thing. We want those links. But if no one's ever going to link to your About Us page, which is likely the case with what we're looking at here, you need to no index that. And so again, this isn't going to be some overarching thing that changes your site overnight, but it is going to do a little thing and a little thing and a little thing. So no index all of these pages that don't need to exist, like online security, About Us, contact us, terms, service, privacy policy. If you have more pages like that, and you could probably figure that out by doing a site colon. Let's see if it'll work. Site colon. So you have, you should know Index Online Security, you should know Index About Us, you should know Index Privacy Policy, perhaps this reviews page, depending how you did it. This is a great page to rank if you did it right. Price Match, who cares? Contact, who cares? Terms of Service, who cares? HVAC Videos, who cares? Likely don't need to rank any of this stuff, and so you can just remove this from your site, right? And it might not be that much, but over time, you're going to start getting even more pages that you should know index. You're going to create something for Black Friday and then forget about it. You're going to create something for some sale you didn't forget about it. You're going to create something for some influencer and then forget about it. And over time, you just get this bloat on a website. And so be very diligent with, like, what do I want Google to see? Now, they're going to see everything. Right. In fact, when you know index your About Us page, it's still going to show up when someone searches you as one of those drop down menus, more than likely. And so it's still going to show clicks in Search Console. And you'd be like, well, I thought I knew index that. You did. And that's what we want. We want to show Google's robot what we want Google's robot to see and show our customers what they want to see. So we're still giving it to our customers, but the robot doesn't need to see it. There's no reason to have any of that stuff indexed. So very, very easy win. Again, we show you how to do this in your theme in Dropship Breakthrough course. All right. So what else do we have here that I can look through here? All right. Let's just move on to a collection page and try to look at some of the other things we can change. So again, on a technical side, if I'm looking at this, so I'm on the collection page here on the screen. On the technical side, before I do anything, I'm going to just look at one of the links. Out of the box, every Shopify theme would link to /collections/multi-zone/mini-split/products/product-name for this product. You have to go get rid of that. Otherwise, you have the same exact product page in every collection in which that product exists. So if it exists here, it exists in your /all for sure. If it exists in any other collections, now you have the same product page and they are not canonical. You could canonical them and you should canonical them. If you don't know what that means, you're just telling Google, hey, there's four of these pages and these three actually are the same as number one. So the number one's the only one you should pay attention to. Now, Google also sees your tags and they also see your pagination. So let's scroll down. Holy cow, we're going to have some thoughts on this page for sure. You have two pages here. So if we go to page two, it'll say, you know, ?page=2, right? Or if we change some of the tags on the side here, if we click this heat pump, and did it add a tag? It did not add a tag. That's great. Sometimes it adds tags. You can sort by tags. If I remember right, let's try to find it here. Not on this page, apparently. A lot of your themes out there, you can sort by tags. And so if you don't canonical all of those pages, that's another source of bloat. Now, every collection that has multiple pages, this one has two. Now you have two pages here instead of one. Every tag that you have on here, if you can sort by tags, now you have two, three, four, five collections instead of one. And so you have to do this again. You're going to need a developer help to do this, in my opinion. Maybe you can get some of the new LLMs to spit out the correct code for you to get this done. But you're going to want to get rid of this stuff so that you have one collection page. And you're going to want to make sure you do what I showed you here. This links to /products directly. You're going to want to make sure you remove within collection. It is in your theme in one of your templates that says, if you click here, go to product within collection. And you might find this in your collection page templates, and you might also find this in your cart. I've seen it in the cart before. There may be some other places you will have to search your theme for within collection and then get rid of that so that it goes to the right link. So for sure, if you are watching this and you have some other theme and you're not in a course, you for sure link to the wrong place. Like, no, I've not seen a theme that does this. And if there is a theme that does this, I want to applaud them. But I haven't seen it out of the box. Every theme I've seen goes to /collections/collection name/product/product name when you click a product within a collection. So good on you, Kareem, for getting that done. If you're at home, make sure you get that done. The other things I'm looking at on a collection page are, what are we giving our customer, right? So it's important to give our customer what we want, but it's also important to give Google what it wants. And so I'm going to have to switch some windows here to talk about this. Give me a second here. So actually, I'll show you this one first, and then I'll go to the other window. So if we are looking at this page, one keyword, one page, right? Multi-zone mini split is what we want to rank for. So we are going to make sure that's in our URL. That's going to be the only H1 on the page, I hope. Let's hit SEO Minion here. Nope. We have three other H1s on the page. So we're going to have to figure out why this is. I actually don't know why these products would be H1, so we'll have to figure out what that is. Because I'm pretty sure that's saying this is an H1. Is that right? Why is it saying these are H1s? The inspect function has been slow lately. Okay, so this is saying H2, but SEO Minion is spotting H1, so I'm not sure where it's... You do have a lot of content on this page that we will have to sift through here. I'm not sure if that is just like a misread or what. Definitely look into this, Kareem, because you only want one H1 on the page. It is showing three. It's showing 92 headings on the page again, by the way. You have a blank H2 here somewhere on your page. You have a blank H2 right here somewhere on your page. All of your products are H2s. Whole lot of H2s down here. Another blank H2 here. Four blank H3s right here. A lot of headline things to clean up here for sure, Kareem. I'm gonna switch screens here because it used to be, let's get some content on a collection page, right? So a lot of people would start here. They might put one paragraph, which is very, very common. And for the longest time, I would have told you, you should build out collection pages the way Kareem did here. So there's a lot down here. I don't know if he's hitting the right headlines or not. Key takeaways, basics, maybe. Maybe you're hitting the right ones, maybe you're not. You would have to do the keyword research on that to find out what is a multi. This is probably a keyword you'd want to hit on there. Maybe. Again, just gut feel here. I'm probably not just calling it that, and I'm definitely not showing a video from some other channel. Maybe this image is tiny as hell, so I'm not sure if that's the right headline or not. Again, we've talked about this on a recent podcast. Can you hit the keywords that you should associate here while also like telling a story with this? Those are the type of questions I'd be asking. But there's a lot of content here. I'm still scrolling. There's a lot of content here. A lot of headlines and a lot of content here. And I don't think, before the last update, I would have told you this is too much content. But definitely after the last update, this is way too much content. And I'm going to show you why, actually. Let's see. I have to stop sharing and then share a different screen here. Okay, so I searched it over here in an incognito window, again, with the tools running. Multi-zone mini split, 4,400 a month. It is a longer tail keyword. It is not mini split. Mini split is the big one here. But if we're on a long tail keyword like this, you should be able to rank. There's opportunity there. So let's go look at who's ranking and what Google wants. Number one, there is literally zero content on this page. Zero. So I might take that with a grain of salt. Do they have a bunch of links to this page? That's where you would go investigate things like that. Now we go back. What's number two? Number two, Senville. Little bit of content on the page. Are they hitting the right keywords? Are they giving Google what they want? I don't know. Again, I would have to do a little more research. But what am I seeing across the board here? Very little content. Now, it needs to be optimized content, but very little content in comparison to what we looked at when we were looking at your site, Kareem. There was a lot of content. Now, it used to be like people put too much content in the first place, but people put a lot of content that doesn't belong on that page either. You've heard me talk about one keyword, one page. Some of the stuff on your collection pages and on all of you listening's collection pages is not supposed to be there. So if like questions like this, if you can answer these questions that belong on a page when you're talking, we're on condenser now. Let's go back here. Let's go to multi-zone mini split. What are the disadvantages of multi-zone mini splits? Could you answer this in a couple sentences and you don't need a whole page? Yeah, it probably belongs on the page. Now, if it like this doesn't belong there, can a mini split have multiple zones? You're already on a page about multi-zone mini splits. You probably don't want that on the page. Are multi-zone mini splits less efficient? Maybe. Can you write enough words about this where it deserves its own article? Is this also something that should be on a comparison page? Again, think of intent, multi-zone mini split. They are looking for a multi-zone. They want to shop. Give them something to shop about. Answer really easy questions that they need answered about the product. are about the type of product that they need. And again, you probably have more specific pages for some of these questions. And so if we go back to your site here. If we go back to your site, there is so much on here, right? I'm just going to read the headlines real fast for those listening on a podcast. The first one, key takeaways, basics. What is a multi-zone mini split? Benefits of multi-zone systems, design and installation, optimal placement for efficiency, professional installation and best practices, understanding SEER ratings. What does 22 SEER mean? Comparing SEER ratings of multi-zone systems, customizing your system, choosing the right number of zones, tailoring each zone to specific needs, technological integration. Like there, I'm only halfway through this stuff. There is so many headlines on here. And at the very bottom is when you get to the ones that I think should be here. Like all of that other shit probably needs its own page or belongs on a different page. And then just say, what is the real world efficiency like for multi-zone? Maybe, I mean, even that's long, right? Which multi-zone mini splits come highly recommended? This belongs on a best mini splits for page. Not on here. How do you determine the best setup for a multi-zone? This feels like a really long tail. I'd have to do a little deeper dive on whether this one should be here, but there's way too much on this page. And that is the reason that you are nowhere to be found when I search that other thing. So I like the idea. I like some of the stuff you're doing here, especially like separating these out into four zones. So you have collection four zone mini split. I kind of like what you're doing. I don't think you're doing it the right way. I think you're hitting, again, this looks exactly the same as the other page. The ultimate, you know, keyword, the ultimate, blah, 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 image that says the same thing. Key takeaways, understanding, advantages, selecting, installation insights. A lot of the stuff looks exactly the same as the other page, which is, again, is going to be a no-no. There is just way too much on here. Way too many YouTube videos, man. Nobody's watching this many videos on a page. I would encourage you to pare this way down, way down. And you are often using and linking out to YouTube videos that are not yours. We were looking at a product earlier, myself and my employee out here, when we were analyzing this site. You're linking out to Mr. Cool's YouTube channel, like leaving your site, not new window, not nothing. Like we're just going, we're leaving your site and going there to watch those videos. Where am I going to go after that? Wherever the link tells me to go, I'm going to go back to Mr. Cool's website. All right. So I want to jump to products. I'm getting long in the tooth here. So I'm going to jump to products and, you're doing some stuff here that is incorrect and is in the course once again. And if you're watching this and if you're in the course and you haven't done this, go do this. If you're not in the course, please come join our course and get this stuff done and watch your rankings improve. Because all of this little stuff matters. So right here we are, first things I'm looking at is the title. This title is long AF. Google wants 60 characters or less. This is 99 character title. So we're already breaking rules here. Again, you can see that in SEO Minion too, by the way. Analyze on page SEO, 87 character title, more than the 60 characters recommended, 385 character description that I don't really know where, I'm guessing this is your meta description. 150 is what they recommend. I do recommend maybe writing 320. Occasionally Google will show that. Bing sometimes shows you 320. But if you look at this, again, you're throwing off errors right here, right? You also have a 4,000 word description, which is a lot. So you have two H1s. That's the first thing I noticed. I actually noticed that without this tool, the top of your description, I believe, is the same as your title. Let's double check that. Yes. So the top of your description starts with the exact same as your title. You have two H1s. Big no-no. You're going to want to make sure you only have one H1 on every single page. All right, what else do we have? So we have 24 headlines on this page. You have chevron down icons, policy chevron down icons. You have a lot of things, and blank H2s, blank H3s. You have a lot of things that are fixed in the course, like this is in the technical SEO section to get rid of these rogues, H1, H2s, things like that. But you're breaking cardinal rules by having two H1s here. So big no-no. Simple fix. If this is on every single one of your product pages, that's another reason Google doesn't like you. Like you're just not doing things that the way they have asked you to do them. And it's a very simple thing to build into your SOPs to get your products right. Again, all of this stuff is in the product section of the SEO section of our course. It's probably mentioned elsewhere in the course as well. It needs to be done correctly. So next things up, I'm just looking at basics, man. Are you hitting the basics correctly? So I want to inspect the images that are in your description here. Again, Chrome is going real slow today. Okay, so files, what is this one called? Pioneer Dual 18,000 BTU 1.5 ton 21.5 SEER multi 2 zone wall mount air conditioner heat pump 234. So that is going hardcore after the main keyword, perhaps. This is on a 24,000 BTU page, and this says this is an image of an 18,000 BTU thing. Can we at least change to that? We cannot. So we are on a 24,000 BTU page with a tagged 18,000 BTU image. There is no alt tag. So again, breaking cardinal rules here. You should want to get your file name and your alt tag to include one of the one keyword, one page bundle that we're going after here, which you have to solve for. You have way too long of a headline. You don't have an H2 here. You got to go find that one keyword, one page. And you need to sprinkle that in these images in the description, in your file names and in your alt tags. And more importantly, describe the photo. You're going to want someone who is visually impaired in some way to know what they're looking at. And they definitely don't know what they're looking at based on what we just saw here. Just to check the next one here, we have roughly the same file name and alt tag on this one too. So again, real easy wins here and something you can build into processes. Your next H2 is summary. Again, try to find someone who can help you with this text. It's real small. You have that same customer spotlight section, which I believe is a headline tag as well. So if you have customer spotlight as an H3 heading H2, I'm not even sure. That's weird. H3 class heading H2 customer spotlight. That's maybe this is like your sizing class. I'm not sure. But this is on every fucking page if I remember correctly. And so not super ideal. You have our customers here. Not super ideal. You're going to want to have... I can't even click on this, apparently. You're going to want to have your reviews on here. So like one of the easiest things that you can do is like, if I go find the keyword for Pioneer Dual 24,000 BTU multi-zone. Again, I don't know the right keyword here. It's definitely not all of this. Once you find the one, every product that you have on your site likely has a supporting keyword that is product name reviews. And we can simply hit that by changing the headline of our review app to say product name reviews. Again, this is in the course for multiple different review apps, stamped, judged, and rapid reviews. And so no matter what you have, we show you how to change that in the course. What else do we got here? Do you have any manuals on this page? Okay, so you have an installation manual that is going to their site. So super, super easy win here is like product title manual, again, is going to be a keyword that shows up almost exclusively every time you search one of these products. And so just give Google what it wants. Just name it that and link to it and upload it, change the file name to product name installation, product name manual, or whatever the keyword is that you find in Google. And then throw a little PDF image here, a unique one, and change the file name and the alt text of that to say product name manual PDF image. Like, it's very, very simple to send some good signals to Google with some very simple work that, again, you can SOP, even if you're not uploading these products, which again, you should be able to hire people for this. You should build the SOP to get this stuff right. What else do we got here? We talked about the title, talked about the metadata. Is this unique content? Can I go search this? Like if I search Google for this, will I find exact match? Looks pretty exact match there. Looks pretty exact match on Home Depot. Looks pretty exact match on many. Like, lots of people are using this exact same content. So I would make it a goal to try to rewrite this. Now, I know you have a lot of products, my fan. A lot. But when someone goes shopping for this and they see... the same description on many, many sites, they're not interested in buying from any one of those in particular for that. Like, they're just seeing the same description everywhere. So how can you be different? How can you rewrite this? How can you change your headlines to include your one keyword, one page bundle, and also tell a story and then really help someone understand why they're on this page, right? So experiments, ultimate climate control. Like, this is written by ChatGPT 100%. I don't even need to, like, ask you. I know it is. I can just tell by reading it. So how can you talk directly to the customer who's thinking about buying this? Think about your who and what do they want when they're on this page, and talk directly to them and rewrite something, not only for your conversion rate and your relationship building with your customers, but can you do this so that you show Google you're unique and you know what you're talking about and you have unique content across your site? So products are the biggest opportunity, I think, for people. And I want to say this correctly. You're very unlikely to rank products when you're selling someone else's products. You might rank third or fourth or fifth, but you don't get many clicks in those positions. But what you do is you make 80% of your site unique when you go back and fix all of these products. 80-90% perhaps. Most of your site is products. And if all of it is copy and pasted from somewhere else on the internet, Google sees that too. Not only do your customers see it, Google sees it too. And they think, why would we rank you? You're not doing anything unique. You're not bringing anything new to the table. You're simply copying another page on the web. That doesn't bring anyone value. So I would encourage everyone who's watching this to start there. One, get your technical stuff right. If you don't know how to do that, it's in our course. I feel like I plugged that enough times in this video, so I hope you take that seriously. We'd love to have you in there. Get your technical stuff right. And then two, go fix all your products. When I put this stuff in the course, I put the product module in there first, and I didn't put anything else in there for a reason, because it is so massive of an impact on your site when they're done or when they're not done. And so just go get them done. And I know it's going to take a while, but guess what? No one else wants to do the work either. And so if you do the work, you're going to be one of very, 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 very few people who do the work, if not the only one in your industry who does the goddamn work. And who do you think is going to get rewarded? The one person who did the work, or the 10 people who copycatted and looked for every other shortcut they could find on the internet? So I would encourage you to go get your products done. If you don't know how to do that, dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. You will need the gold membership. This is in the grow phase. Come in and join us. If you haven't seen through John's videos, tearing down websites, and through this video of me doing SEO for 50 minutes longer than I expected to do this video, you're going to learn from people who are doing the work, who are in there every single day, and who truly love this stuff. So I want you to have a successful business. And more importantly, I want you to get your SEO right, because the moment you do, and the moment you start getting traffic, you're going to have a lot more fun. I didn't even get to your blog post, buddy, your mini split versus window unit. It's got problems, man. I'm happy to address it some more in private, but I hope this helped a lot, Kareem. Seriously, forget everyone else who's watching this video. Go take action on all of these things. It's all in the course. Clean it all up. It's going to take some time. And when you're done, tell me. And I'll pull up Ahrefs again, and I guarantee we will see your number change. If you want that list of URLs, just reach out to me. I'll happily give it to you so that you can create your file for Search Console to disavow. Everyone who's listening, please be very, 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 very careful. If you don't know how to disavow, pay someone who can help you with it. Once you disavow them, they're gone for good. So make sure you're disavowing the right links, doing it the right way. Again, SEMrush has a very good tutorial on this. But Kareem, I'm here for you, buddy. Thank you for being the first one. If there's somebody else listening to this and you think you are brave enough to have me, tell you why your site is not ranking or not doing well, I would love to. I absolutely love this stuff. I could talk about it all day long. Thank you for spending this time with me. If you're still here at minute 51, personally, thank you so much. It means the world to me. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.